Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and this episode of BizBuzz, we are featuring Josh Coleman from Envision Design. Welcome, Josh.
Hey.
Tell us all about Envision Design. You were just sharing with me your history and your rapid growth.
So we kind of started all this with one 3D printer and a Polaris side-by-side problem. Developed a fix for a common problem that people with this particular side-by-side have, and that kind of exploded on Facebook and led to more 3D printers, and it has taken off from there.
In your beautiful new shop here, south of Wendell Lake here, and I see a ton of 3D printers, I see lasers, I see everything. This is so cool. So tell us what you specialize in and kind of all the different services that you provide.
Right. So I guess we'll start with the 3D printing. We're a full service design and manufacturing facility. So we can take, you can bring us a broken part and we can replicate it and make a new one. Or you can just bring us an idea that you have. And we can design something and prototype it and manufacture, whether it's one or thousands, pretty quick turnaround time. It kind of depends on the complexity of the part, but usually we can get it out pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And so you don't have to have a run of 1,000 of them, right?
No. Nope, it can be. We've had businesses just bring. We actually did a part for Curlin Bus down in Silver Lake where they had one of their brand new buses came in with a broken mirror mount. And the bus was so new that they weren't able to purchase that part yet. And so they brought us the broken part, and we made them another one.
Oh, that is so cool. So you can do one-off things like that, or many off things for people. And now I see a lot of tumblers. I see a lot of things that you're laser engraving. Tell us about that process.
So we specialize, I guess, in custom and personalized laser etched products, whether it's keychains, whether it's tumblers, whether it's leather notebooks, pens, candles, cutting boards. We've got thousands of items here that we keep in stock, and then tens of thousands that we can usually get within 2 business days. And we personalize all that here in-house. Nothing that we buy is pre-personalized.
And you're doing all that here locally. It's not like you take the order and then you ship it off to Timbuktu.
Right.
Everything.
Yep. Everything is personalized here in Warsaw.
So if I order something, can I actually come and watch it?
You sure can. We've had people even bring their cutting board out, and we'll just let them come back and watch while we do it real quick, and they can take it right back with them.
Oh, that's so cool. So if I have a special cutting board or a special something that's been in my family for a long time, I could bring it to you, and you can etch it?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a great idea for upcoming Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Christmas, tell us about the pop-up market.
So this year, the Chamber is doing something, trying something that they haven't done in a while, and they're going to do a pop-up Christmas market downtown at the Kedco building on South Buffalo Street, and we're going to be one of the small businesses in there that are going to be selling some custom personalized gifts, some tumblers, some keychains, some cool stuff that a lot of people probably don't realize can be made here in Warsaw.
So these are actually customized items. Now, will you customize them there, or you bring them back here to your shop? Or
we'll probably do. We won't do any customizing there on site, but we have already started getting the website set up so that people could actually order a custom item and have that as the pickup location.
Oh, that's awesome! Now you also do custom apparel too. It's not
yes,
not just
right. Yeah,
engraving hard items.
Right.
Now tell us about that.
So we can do full color. Custom apparel on same thing, whether it's one or hundreds of pieces, whether it's your business logo, whether it's we just did some shirts here for the Edgewood and Washington Lego League, where we just came up with a logo and got that for all the kids that were participating in the Lego tournament. Yeah, we can do pretty much whatever you want.
So you came up with the logos.
Yes. Yep. All they said was we wanted to have something that is shark themed and have our name on the top. So yeah, we took it from there and yeah, it turned out great. They love them.
Wow. So you not only produce the items, you can design them
yes.
as well.
Yes. Yep.
That makes sense.
One stop shop.
Since you're Envision Design.
Exactly.
So great. Now, you were telling me earlier that from a start a few years ago, you shipped to how many different places around the states and around the world?
We've gotten about 45 of the 50 states that we've shipped orders to. We've got an Etsy shop, and then we have our website. And we've shipped to Canada, Puerto Rico, and then just had our first order to Guam yesterday.
To Guam?
Yep. Yep, one of the 3D printed parts that we designed that we sell to, it's a tool that would work with a laser engraving rotary, and somebody from Guam found it and decided they'd like to have one, so.
Well, how do people get in touch with you?
So the easiest way is to go to our website, which is www.e3dusa.com, and that has all of our links to social media, contact information, online website to order. Should all be there.
Well, thank you, Josh, and thank you so much for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and thanks for getting involved with the pop-up shops, and just thank you for all you do for our community.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with new chamber member, Refuge Counseling and Consulting, with Kelly Sobczak. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you.
Your place is beautiful here, right downtown Warsaw. Tell me a little bit about Refuge Counseling, like how it started and what you do here.
Sure. So Refuge Counseling, we opened in January of 2022. We are a specialty counseling office. So the whole purpose of Refuge is that we provide specialty services to people who otherwise wouldn't be able to receive them. Really what we do is we focus on primarily females who are ages 12 and over.
Okay.
And the clinical presentation is eating disorders, chronic illness, sexual trauma, religious trauma, and issues where people are concerned with spirituality and sexuality. Mm-hmm. We really focus also on the underserved. Mm-hmm. So we do take Medicaid, mm-hmm. as well as most commercial insurance and sliding scale fees.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. A lot of our clinical focus, we really try to focus on people's personal strengths and personal values rather than getting real focused and bogged down on the trauma and negative stuff, so that we actually do see progress.
That's perfect. Where did the name Refuge come from?
When I was trying to decide the name of the practice, I was thinking about what is it that I want people to experience when they're here. And I had kind of this picture of walking through a wooded area, mm-hmm. and either feeling very at peace or feeling very lost. Something that came to mind was I want people to feel safe and accepted and respected and validated.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that came to mind was kind of this safe, welcoming cabin in the woods, or even like this welcoming little cave.
Right,
And so even like you'll see my logo is like an arch that's mm-hmm. meant to look like a roof.
Right.
And so Refuge was the thing that came to mind as far as like a safe place to be, mm-hmm. and to just kind of sit and work through and explore mm-hmm. the things that need to be talked about.
Well, you've created a wonderful environment here. Now, where does the consulting part of the name refer to?
Yeah, so consulting, when it comes to the counseling field, is where we discuss things like supervising new clinicians who are just becoming therapists.
Okay.
And we also take on interns. And students who are still in school to become therapists.
Mm-hmm.
And I also do a lot of professional development, so speaking at conferences or speaking in classes mm-hmm. for students. So that's where the consulting part comes in.
Wow, that's fantastic. I didn't realize you did all that. Holy cow. And so there are a lot of unique amenities here in your office. How did you come up with the look and feel and the other things you offer?
The look and feel goes back to that idea of the woods. So when I first came into the office, it was stark white. All the walls were completely white.
Oh, really?
And
oh, wow.
I requested that we paint them warmer.
Right.
So that was the first job. And from there, I really focused on that wooded feel.
Uh-huh.
And so you'll see kind of around everything has kind of a woodsy mm-hmm. nature in terms of the paintings and things.
Yeah.
But then when it came to thinking about the clients that I'm going to be serving, eating disorders, chronic illness, trauma, all of those things, I was thinking about, okay, my clients face weight stigma. They mm-hmm. face accessibility issues. Mm-hmm. So when I was choosing my furniture, I chose furniture that had really high weight limits so that people didn't have to worry, mm-hmm. is this going to hold me up? Mm-hmm. I chose furniture of varying heights so people, mm-hmm. who have mobility issues can choose which height of seat they sit on. The chairs we're sitting in right now rock and swivel. So if people are fidgety or they, yes. feel like they need to move or whatever, they can choose these chairs. And in the lobby, we have the coffee bar that offers coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and snacks. Mm-hmm. So people can take advantage of whatever they want out there. And electrolytes as well for my chronic illness, people who really need to be watching, things like that. The other things that I really paid attention to were the actual atmosphere of the office. So things like the thermostat stays between 70 and 72. We have a true HEPA air purifier on 24 hours a day. We've got the fragrance-free policy. So clients are not allowed to bring or use fragrance, and they're asked not to use fragrance before their sessions, so that no one has any kind of reactions.
Right.
We have a really strict illness policy. So any symptoms, no matter if you think it's just kind of allergies or if you know that it's illness, you have a virtual appointment instead of coming to the office. And clients can request that we wear masks if they feel more comfortable with that. And then obviously things are sanitized very regularly. So we really prioritize making sure everybody can feel safe.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly, I've been in a lot of different facilities, a lot of different counseling offices, and I've never had heard anybody that takes all these things into consideration, from the height of the furniture, the weight limits, just the wood. How did you learn how to do all that?
A lot of it came from background in being trauma-informed, trained in school, but also in just like internships and things like that. Yeah. But a lot of my training also, when I do continuing education, mm-hmm. is very focused in weight stigma and chronic illness and eating disorders. That's where I spend my time. Yeah. So that's where I prioritize. Yeah. And when I think of multicultural diversity, mm-hmm. I go beyond that idea of gender, sexuality, mm-hmm. race, all of those.
Right.
And I think about disability being an aspect of someone's identity and that being a part of diversity and all of these different things that I got exposed to the idea of chronic illness being a part of mental health when, mm-hmm. I was working at Bowen.
Okay.
And that was a major part of, people were not getting what they needed, mm-hmm. and I wanted to make sure they did.
I love how you've thought of all those type of things, because it's not just about the talk therapy or the counseling, but wow, you've done a lot just to create the perfect environment. So yeah, so they can grow. So what do you have coming up in 2025?
So in January, I have 2 new interns that are going to be starting. So they are very excited to be seeing clients and learning a lot about doing therapy and just getting to know the craft. So I'm excited to be working with them. They're excited to be here. And then we are also going to be offering a small group therapy for teen girls ages 16 to 19. And that's going to be in February and March.
That's
so
fantastic.
That's going to be led by one of the interns and myself. We're, mm-hmm. going to be doing that on Thursdays.
The age, especially, it seems like, for girls is so, so important, because they're trying to find their identity. And unfortunately, a lot of times they try to find it online or wherever. So thank you for addressing that. It sounds like you could reach everybody. So how do people get in touch with you?
The easiest way to get in touch with us is through the website.
Okay.
So it's refugecounselingllc.com. Mm-hmm. We do have an Instagram. It's a little bit inactive right now because of the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It is refuge_counseling_LLC. Unfortunately, our name was taken by a lot of different variations. but then our direct phone number also is 574-337-3114, and that is an encrypted secure line, so people can text and leave voicemail there.
Nice.
And it's HIPAA and everything compliant.
Kelly, I think you thought about everything.
I do my best.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for opening this up here in Warsaw. And if you're listening and you need some help with anything, please get in touch with Kelly. And if you can't remember her Instagram site or her website, call us at the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and we will lead you right to Kelly. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you, Scott.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.